All right, welcome back to yet another live stream, everybody. Yesterday's was incredibly, incredibly successful, so I thought that we'd hop on again and update you all with some of the breaking news of the day. The news moves so incredibly quickly that it's hard to stay on top of every single rapid-fire story that's developing, video after video. I think we do a solid job, but these live streams give us the opportunity to hop on, to recap the news in a concise and a surgical way over the next hour. So I do want to say, if you're watching this live, thank you for being here. If you're watching the recap, you may be not having access to the live chat. I may be repeating myself as more and more people come in. That's what happens, but either way, make sure you drop a like, and let's jump in. I think we should jump in with one of the biggest stories of the day. And this goes beyond Donald Trump and Elon Musk and that feud. We will talk about the Donald Trump and Elon Musk feud in just a few minutes, because Trump actually issued a response on his Truth Social. Trump issued his first public response on Truth Social to the feud, which I find incredibly, incredibly interesting. And the first public response from Donald Trump is not very satisfactory. In fact, it makes everything seem a little bit more creepy. But we'll dig into Donald Trump's response in just a few minutes. First, I want to talk about Kilmar Armando Abrego-Garcia returning to the United States. Returning to the United States, which is a great, great piece of news for due process and for the Constitution. Now, there is a caveat. They are trying him in a court of law for human trafficking, but in a roundabout way, that's actually a good thing. They're trying him. Those are the key words. They're actually giving him due process and access to lawyers and his own defense and the ability to, you know, like, represent himself or have lawyers represent him. So Kilmar Armando Abrego-Garcia now gets due process, and he gets to see his family once more. We'll read about this. We can also read more about due process, and then we'll jump in to the Elon Musk and Donald Trump updates.
Abrego-Garcia has landed in the United States to face justice. On May 21st, a grand jury in the Middle District of Tennessee returned a sealed indictment charging Abrego-Garcia with alien smuggling and conspiracy to commit alien smuggling in violation of Title 8 U.S.C. 1324. We want to thank President Bukele for agreeing to return Abrego-Garcia to the United States.
The thing is, Trump could have done this the whole time. They kept playing this game of cat and mouse, or will I, won't I, and saying they couldn't bring Kilmar Armando Abrego-Garcia back, and they could this entire time. Someone in chat said, I didn't get a notification from YouTube. Make sure you drop a like to help the notifications and help YouTube spur this. How's everybody doing? Peyton Samuels. For the people just coming in, we're going to talk about Trump's response to Elon, the Epstein response, in just one second. But before we get there, before we talk about, you know, all of the Epstein and Elon and Trump drama, I think due process is the main important point here. Yeah, as Sean Flanagan points out, there are a few main problems with the Kilmar Armando Abrego-Garcia place. They shouldn't have sent him to El Salvador in the first place. That was the one place he had a withholding order of removal to, was El Salvador. The reason why he was sent to the wrong country is because they didn't afford Kilmar Armando Abrego-Garcia any form of due process. If they would have afforded him due process, they would have found out, oh, he has a withholding order of removal to this one specific country. But there lies the problem. When you don't give somebody due process, you can't see what the previous rulings are, what evidence is in favor of them or not in favor of them. Mistakenly deported Salvadoran native Kilmar Abrego-Garcia has been brought back to the United States, where he will face criminal charges for allegedly transporting undocumented migrants within the U.S. Now, all we can ask for is a fair trial. TWH says, I hope his trial is very public and that he has the best lawyers around. That's what people should be afforded. Now, if he did it, then sure. Give him the full penalty of the law, but give him the ability to at least defend himself. More than 2 months after the Trump administration admitted it mistakenly deported Abrego-Garcia from Maryland to his native El Salvador, a federal grand jury has indicted him for allegedly transporting undocumented immigrants. Wow. So a grand jury indicts him after. The Mockler mob hopping in. Or the Mockler mafia. Which one's better? How's everybody doing today? Drop some blue hearts. Drop some likes to help boost us in the YouTube algorithm. I appreciate everybody for being here. Let's do a top of the stream, you know, rundown of what we're going to talk about. The ultimate thing I want to talk about is Donald Trump's response to Elon Musk's Truth Social post. What's up, bro? How you doing, Yo J, bro? Mockler fake news? There's no fake news here, you Trump supporter. We're getting it straight from the feed, homie. This is straight from Donald Trump's Truth Social account. Donald Trump is posting in response to the Epstein thing. We'll get there. I first want to talk a little bit more about Kilmar Armando Abrego Garcia, because they have now indicted him, and we have the 10-page indictment right here. So to the Trump supporter that just said fake news, we're reading it straight from Trump's True Social. We're reading it straight from the indictment. That's United States of America versus Kilmar Armando Abrego Garcia. And yes, I'll insert some of my commentary while we do. None of it is fake news, though. So let's continue. A two-count indictment, which was filed under federal court in Tennessee last month and unsealed Friday, alleges Abrego Garcia, 29, participated in a years-long conspiracy to haul undocumented migrants from Texas to the interior of the country. This is just so incredibly odd. You're going to indict him after he gets deported and after it's a viral shitstorm across the entire country, across the entire world. Abrego Garcia's return follows a series of court battles in which the Trump admin repeatedly said it was unable to bring him back, drawing the country toward the brink of a constitutional crisis when the admin failed to heed the Supreme Court's order to facilitate his return. Remember, a lower court said you have to facilitate and effectuate this return. The Trump admin appealed it. It went up to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court said, we don't know what effectuate means, but you for sure have to facilitate the return in any way possible. You're telling me, Mr. Tariff, the guy who uses his executive power to tariff every single country save Russia and North Korea. He didn't tariff Russia and North Korea, which is odd. He tariffed almost every single country except for Russia and North Korea, but couldn't apply any leverage on El Salvador. Absolute complete BS. Abrego Garcia's attorney, in an online press briefing, called the charges against his client an abuse of power. Quote, they'll stop at nothing at all. Even some of the most preposterous charges imaginable, just to avoid admitting that they made a mistake. Exactly. Here's the thing. Here's going to be the debate that we have to navigate with Trump supporters over the next few months. Adam, what happened? Abrego Garcia is coming back to the U.S. and Trump responded to Elon Musk. We'll cover it all. But here's the debate we're going to have. Trump supporters on Twitter are now going to start saying, look at you Democrats. You guys were all riled up and it ended up that he actually did commit crimes, even though we don't know that for sure yet. But that's what they're going to try to say. Look at this. Look at this indictment. You guys were defending him, and he was indicted for these heinous crimes. No. We weren't defending him as somebody who commits crimes. We were defending his right to due process so we can figure out if he ever committed a crime. The entire time, we were defending the Fifth Amendment and the 14th Amendment of the Constitution, which afford the right to due process. Please check out Enrique Tarrio. I know about Enrique Tarrio, the leader of the Proud Boys. He helped orchestrate January 6th. But to continue, they'll stop at nothing, even some of the most preposterous charges imaginable, just to avoid admitting that they made a mistake, which is true. Quote, Mr. Garcia is going to be vigorously defending the charges against him, the attorney said. The decision to pursue the indictment against Abrego Garcia led to the abrupt departure of Ben Schrader, a high-ranking federal prosecutor in Tennessee. So they were pursuing an indictment of these insane charges while this dude was sitting in CECOT. You know, do you guys want to read the indictment? Should we just go through it and see it? I mean, we might as well just see what the indictment says. And the hairdresser, yeah. Some people are going to argue that the indictment isn't worth reading, but I think presenting the entire case top to bottom is worth it. Don't get caught up defending this. They have to prove this. There's nothing to defend here. Nobody would ever defend sex trafficking. We were defending the constitutional right to due process. Never, ever, ever get caught up defending. Someone says this is a great big distraction. I don't think this is. Kilmar Armando Abrego Garcia getting afforded the right to due process is not the distraction. That is one of the key issues right now. The constitutional right to due process is not a distraction. There are certain things that are distractions, but we have to have our priorities straight when talking about corruption or the Constitution or due process, which is what separates our country from others. So if you're going to say it's a distraction, this is a distraction from Epstein, I highly doubt it. This is something that must have been orchestrated for the past week. But to continue, due process is very important. And I think it's important to read this indictment. Never get caught up defending what Abrego Garcia did or did not do. That is not at all what the case here is. It's not about what he did or did not do. It's about whether or not he has the right to defend himself in these cases. But let's read this. It's really short. From in or around 2016 through in or around 2025, they allege that Kilmer Armando Abrego Garcia and others conspired to bring undocumented aliens into the United States for 9 years. And here's the thing. When he was in court in 2019 for this deportation order and the withholding order of the removal, where the hell were these allegations? This would have been smack dab in the middle of his human trafficking. But I don't know. We'll see. Kilmer and co-conspirators from El Salvador, Guatemala, Mexico, and the United States and elsewhere communicated with each other using cellular telephones. Kilmer and other co-conspirators collected financial payments from undocumented aliens for illegal transportation into and throughout the United States. This is absolutely wild. Is this news good? I would say this news is good. There are silver linings within this news. The good news is that he's being afforded the right to due process. Let's go. He gets to defend himself with top-tier lawyers. That's the least you can ask. Bill in chat says, this guy hurt his wife and his child. Bad guy. Number one, that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what he did or didn't do. It doesn't matter how good or bad of a guy you are. If you murdered someone or not, you get due process. That is what the Constitution says. People keep missing the forest for the trees here. Trump supporters say, this guy hurt his wife. Obviously, I'm not going to defend him hurting his wife. I'm going to defend his right to due process. Someone says, it doesn't matter? Yeah, it doesn't matter. How do you not understand this? Here's the question, Stoner Gang, unless you want to hop in and talk. Here's the question, Stoner Gang Music, the Trump supporter in the chat. Do you think somebody who hurts their wife should be thrown in jail with no due process whatsoever? And locked, like throw the keys away, just absolutely no ability to defend themselves or have any lawyers? And there's a distinction to be drawn. I'm not defending somebody hurting their wife. I'm defending the ability for due process. Watch me explaining this in a Jubilee debate.
If I cross into Mexico tomorrow and they deported me immediately, would you say that Mexico should give me due process?
Does Mexico have Article 5 of the Constitution, which says that not citizens, but persons? You know what Article 5 says?
So what you're saying is that everybody gets all of the rights under the Constitution. We have to apply our Constitution to everybody of the world.
No, in the U.S.
Just anybody that crosses over.
In the U.S., Article 5 of the Constitution specifically says that all persons in the United States have due process. Now, the framers put persons rather than citizens because it's not just citizens who deserve due process. All persons in the United States deserve due process. This has been upheld by multiple Supreme Court rulings. So what you're arguing for is creating a new class of people within America that have no due process whatsoever. What happens when you create a new class with no due process? You can justify putting anyone into that new class. What if I said that you were a gang member and I never gave you the chance to even defend yourself? Then boom, we deport you, and then I'm debating some MAGA person next month and they're like, oh, but Aldo was an MS-13 gang member. Like, you think that everybody should... Obviously, this is a bad example, but you get where I'm going, right? If you remove due process...
Someone in chat made a good point. Even Diddy has his own lawyer. No one is defending Diddy when they say that Diddy has the right, the constitutional right to a lawyer. The fact that Trump supporters are this incredibly dense, and Trump supporters will come in my chat and say, hey, Abrego is a good guy, or a bad guy, therefore... he shouldn't have due process. It's absolutely insane. Due process is the only reason Trump isn't sitting in a jail cell right now. Trump got due process in multiple courts. Trump got access to the best lawyers absolutely possible. But let's continue. That was me explaining due process to a Trump supporter. We read a little bit of the 10-page indictment where they allege that Kilmer Armando Abrego Garcia was a member of La Mara Salvatrua. Like, where were these allegations? Remember, Trump just 1 month ago was photoshopping pictures of MS-13 on Kilmar Armando Garbrego Garcia's knuckles. Photoshopping pictures and spreading disinformation in the Oval Office. So Garcia better get some good-ass lawyers when defending this. Let's continue this debate.
Process from one person, you can remove due process from anybody.
I think it's a great question. Let's talk about due process.
Sure.
Over the last 4 years on the Biden administration, upwards of 15 million illegal immigrants crossed into this country. Now, we have a process in immigration, and there are correct ways to do it, and there are incorrect ways to do it. Now, what you're saying is that those...
I love how he pivots to Biden. I love how incredibly hard he pivots to Biden. All right, you guys want to talk about Epstein and Trump's response to the Epstein case. It's beginning to get a little bit more juicy. Trump finally came out and responded to Elon Musk's Epstein allegation. First, let's back up just a little bit. Does anyone in chat know who Alexander Acosta is? I want to hear yes or no. Do you guys know who Alexander Acosta is? They're a broken record. Yep, they continue to pivot back. Let's jump into this. Alexander Acosta was Trump's labor secretary. Trump nominated him for the Secretary of Labor position in 2017. Now keep this timeline in your head. In 2017, Trump nominated him. In 2008, Acosta handled Jeffrey Epstein's sex crimes. He was the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of Florida where this case was being handled. This man, who about a decade later was chosen by Trump to be the labor secretary, helped Jeffrey Epstein get a plea deal. Now, this article is a few years old, but then Jeffrey Epstein, the guy that helped Jeffrey Epstein, was removed by Trump. President Trump's embattled labor secretary, Alexander Acosta, announced his resignation on Friday. This was about 5 or 6 years ago during Trump's first term. Amid continuing questions about his handling of a sex crime case involving the financier Jeffrey Epstein when Mr. Acosta was a federal prosecutor. So this federal prosecutor in Florida played it easy on Jeffrey Epstein. He basically let Jeffrey Epstein off, which allowed Jeffrey Epstein to continue committing his crimes over and over and over. And Elon Musk just posted again. Let me check this out. There's always something new. I don't see anything huge, but Elon Musk did announce he's starting a new party. The people have spoken, Elon Musk says. A new political party is needed in America to represent the 80% in the middle, and exactly 80% of people agree. This is fate. Dude, you're running a poll on your own audience, on your own platform, while half of the people on this platform are bots. What are you talking about? I mean, if Elon Musk wants to pour his money into a new political party where it's going to split off the tech bros and the MAGA bros who like Elon Musk, I won't oppose it. I think it could be pretty good. By the way, we now have 2,600 people in here. The last time I did a stream rundown, we had half of that. So a few things. First of all, drop a like to help boost this stream. YouTube didn't boost the stream out, so drop a like. Secondly, Donald Trump has officially responded to Elon Musk's allegations, and his response made it much worse. His response isn't even legally sound. Nothing about Donald Trump's response makes sense whatsoever, but we'll get there. We were just running down Kilmar Armando Abrego Garcia and the fact that he's returning to the United States, which is a massive win because while he is facing trial now, that's a good thing. He is facing trial. Facing trial is all that we wanted. We wanted the ability for him to have lawyers, have due process, and we want to be able to hear him out. But to continue, we were at this Elon Musk tweet. Elon Musk now is claiming that he's starting a new political party. He posted this not long ago. Now, the best case scenario is Elon Musk just dumps his money into some third party. He's calling it the America Party. This is so cringe. How about Doge Party? Oh my lord. This is going to be a big, big mess.
Oh, But Chip, it's the biggest spending decrease in history. Let's be very clear. It is a reduction in future increases of about $1.6 trillion. Yes, that is the biggest amount ever. But guess what? We have sizably more debt and sizably more spending than ever.
This has escalated far quicker than anyone could have imagined. To continue, after Elon Musk said he was going to make a new political party, sorry, we were talking about Alexander Acosta. Listen to this, though. Again, for the people just joining, Alexander Acosta was nominated by Trump as the labor secretary a decade after he helped Jeffrey Epstein get a plea deal when he was the prosecutor. And then he had to resign, and they swept this under the rug. No Democrat would ever get away with anything even close to this. What in the absolute hell? To continue. Oh, wow. Elon Musk talks about primarying Republicans. Let's read this thread. Someone said, the most entertaining outcome is the most likely. And someone says, Grok, what is he talking about? Someone said, the phrase, the most entertaining outcome is the most likely, often linked to Elon Musk and called Musk's razor, suggests that dramatic or exciting outcomes feel more probable because they capture attention. Elon said, if simulation theory is correct, then my theory is probably right, as boring simulations are terminated to save costs, which is what we do to simulations in our reality. Then someone says, Elon, if you want the best bang for your buck, get involved in primaries to push moderate Republicans. Primaries are extremely cheap and can get an unbelievable ROI. Moderate Republicans can win general elections and pull moderate Democrats away from woke progressives. And Elon says, okay. Brother, you were literally just view... Crystal, thank you so much. Thank you for the great info put out there for your viewers. I appreciate that. Thank you for being here, Crystal. ROI is return on investment. Literally, Elon... 6 months ago, what would it be? 8 months ago, you were trying to primary any Republican who wouldn't vote for Trump's MAGA agenda. You were threatening anybody who wasn't MAGA. Now Elon wants to flip-flop. This dude has no actual coherent worldview. Oh, I read the chat. Let's see what else Elon Musk... We could sit here all day and probably just live stream Elon Musk's tweets because he tweets every few minutes. The America Party has a nice ring to it. Dude, Elon Musk found the party name from some random bot on Twitter. Someone whose name is Tesla Balls Deep Ben. Elon Musk got his new political party name from someone named Balls Deep Ben. America Party has a nice ring to it, says Elon Musk. This guy. To continue, Charlie Kirk is now running defense and saying, we all knew Trump was on the Epstein files.
Now, 10 years later, we're supposed to believe that it's going to be a smoking gun of something in the Epstein files. But what is in the Epstein files is, yes, President Donald Trump is probably mentioned. He was mentioned in the Epstein file dump back in February. You know why? He lived in Palm Beach. There's probably thousands of names in the Epstein files. Was he part of the Epstein client list? Absolutely not. That is complete nonsense. But to say that Donald Trump is not releasing the Epstein files because he's in them in some incriminating way, yes, it's very clear.
I hate this game that Republicans play. Here is the game that they play. They will drop any nuance. Like, they'll have no nuance on any subject when it comes to people on their side. Sorry, reverse that. They have no nuance on any subject when it comes to people on our side. Then they apply this ultra level of nuance to people on their own side. So, for example, Hunter Biden will take a trip over to China or something like that. And then they'll all say Hunter Biden taking a trip to China is proof that he's colluding with the Chinese government and cutting deals for Joe Biden. Just no nuance. It's just completely black and white conspiratorial thinking. Then when we have actual proof, Charlie Kirk is able to all of a sudden see this ultra-level amount of nuance. Well, actually, there's a difference between the client list and the Epstein flight logs. Now, when it comes to Bill Clinton, we'll remove that nuance. We'll just say Bill Clinton was on the list, and we'll vaguely accuse him. But when it comes to Trump, let's inject a bunch of nuance and say there's actually a massive difference between multiple lists so that we can run defense.
that if you live in Palm Beach, you might have been mentioned and caught up in some sort of conversation.
They do this same thing. Like if you, with like, let's say science, if I brought up something about global warming or the fact that 90%, 97% of scientists agree about global warming, they'll say, I haven't seen those studies. I don't really know about that. I don't really understand that. But then when you talk about vaccines, they have this ultra nuanced position that in 1994, Robert Malone developed the mRNA vaccine. And if you actually read the meta study done 8 years later, it's like, where did the scientific brain come from? But to continue, Donald Trump responded to Elon Musk, and let's finally get to that. Donald Trump basically quoted David Schoen, this lawyer who was hired to lead Jeffrey Epstein's defense case, who also represented Trump. So Trump's source for the idea that, you know, he wasn't on the Epstein flight list or the client list, is his own lawyer and Jeffrey Epstein's lawyer, the person who would have the most incentive to lie out of anybody ever. The reason why I believe Donald Trump thought he felt the need to respond is because Elon Musk said, time to drop the really big bomb. Donald Trump is on the Epstein files, and this got 211 million views, meaning 211 million people saw this. Give me 1 second. After 211 million people saw this, I believe Donald Trump realized, holy shit, that's like the whole country. So then he hops on and he says this. Well, he doesn't say anything. He reposts a tweet from David Schoen that reads, I was hired to lead Jeffrey Epstein's defense as his criminal lawyer 9 days before he died. He sought my advice for months before that. I can say authoritatively, unequivocally, and definitively that he had no information to hurt President Trump. I specifically asked him. Interesting. You're saying that you specifically asked Jeffrey Epstein about Donald Trump 9 days before Trump died. Who was the president at this time? Who was the president in 2019, 9 days later, when Epstein died? This all seems very odd. Good point. Then why won't they release the files? It is such a self-report. Yep, Trump was the president in 2019. Obviously, it's not a rhetorical question. We all know who the president was. Trump was the president in 2019, and David Schoen asked Jeffrey Epstein, hey, is Trump on the client list? And then 9 days later, Jeffrey Epstein kills himself. Now, I personally believe Jeffrey Epstein likely did kill himself. All roads point to that. I truly do believe he did, but Donald Trump's post is weird. Let's read some of these. President Trump did nothing wrong, end the witch hunt. How is Trump this eternal victim in their eyes? He's always just a victim. My message to every child in America, what is this? Never forget January 6th. They staged a riot and imprisoned citizens and murdered a patriot, all to cover for a fraudulent election. What reality do these people live in? You're afraid of the wrong Trump. We're supposed to be afraid of Barron Trump. What in the absolute hell? Why are they making Barron Trump alpha posts like he's like Norman Bates or I don't even know. Not Norman Bates, Patrick Bateman. That's who I'm thinking of. Patrick Bateman from American Psycho. This dude looks like he's from American Psycho. Sorry, dude. He totally killed himself. Shot himself 3 times in the back of the head. Jeffrey Epstein didn't shoot himself. He hung himself in a jail cell. Think about Jeffrey Epstein's life. His trajectory. He was mingling with celebrities, flying on jets, no pun intended. He was flying on jets. He owned islands and was a billionaire, correct? Then weeks later, he's sitting in a jail cell as the pedo, likely getting the shit beat out of him, and he's known as the person as a pedophile. No wonder he killed himself. He had no recourse. He would probably just get the shit beat out of him for eternity. He would have been mutilated in prison. Yeah, him killing himself was probably the easiest way to go out. What do you think they do to sex trafficking billionaires in prison? Him killing himself was probably the easiest way to go out. To continue, the J6 committee withheld and destroyed info. What is all this J6 propaganda? Are they making Trump out to be the devil in this? This looks like he has devil horns. The press says a threat to democracy. Wrong. I took a bullet for democracy. You didn't take a bullet. The guy behind you took a bullet. What in the... Okay, sorry. We dove a little bit too deep into cult land, everybody. What if by the end of this, we were all brainwashed and we're posting QAnon January 6 memes? No, that wouldn't actually happen. But let's now move to Joe Rogan and Cash Patel talking about this exact same thing. For everybody just joining, welcome in. We're going to continue talking about Kilmar Armando Abrego Garcia, Jeffrey Epstein and Trump, and Trump's response to Elon.
And so it's just stuff like that.
Since we were talking about fake news, this is going to come up because it's been going on since we've been recording here.
Uh-oh.
Elon and Trump seem to be in a little bit of a spat, Joe. You want to check the tweet that Elon just put out a little bit ago?
Time to drop the really big bomb. Donald Trump is in the Epstein files. That's the real reason they have not been made public. Have a nice day. Jesus Christ.
I'm not participating in any of that conversation Elon.
Have
and
a nice day, DJD. Someone should take his phone away.
They're going back and forth about different things. And
yeah.
Listen, well, he said he was disappointed in Elon.
Yeah, they told him to leave.
Jesus Christ, that's a crazy thing to say. How does he know? Does he know that Donald Trump is in the Epstein files? Or does he have access to the Epstein files?
I don't know how he would, but I'm just staying out of the Trump-Elon thing. That's way outside
what
my lane.
What the fuck are they?
Oh, you're staying out of it. Cash Patel was more than willing to talk about this exact case throughout the entire Joe Rogan podcast. They're even talking about it here.
Title hanging case. Findings by Dr. Baden were strongly disputed by the city's chief medical examiner, Dr. Barbara Sampson, who previously ruled that Mr. Epstein's death on August 10th.
So they're talking about Epstein's case throughout the entire podcast, but now they're like, we don't want to talk about
files. That's the real reason they have not been made public. Have a nice day. Jesus.
He chickened out. Yep.
Jesus Christ.
So convenient to just stay out of it. And as I just demonstrated, they were talking about this exact case earlier. Now he just wants to stay out of it.
Christ.
I'm not participating in any of that conversation.
I'm not participating with Elon.
Have a nice day, DJD. Someone should take his phone away.
They're going back and forth about different things. And
yeah. Listen,
well, he said he was disappointed in Elon.
Yeah, they told him to leave.
Jesus Christ, that's a crazy thing to say. How does he know? Does he know that Donald Trump is in the Epstein
files? Watch the way he just snakes out of this.
Files? Does he have access to the Epstein files?
I don't know how he would, but I'm just staying out of the Trump-Elon thing. That's way outside
what
my lane.
What the fuck are they doing?
I know my lane, and that ain't it.
I just don't... I mean, I understand he owns Twitter. I think it's bad for your mental health. I think posting things public all day and arguing with people all day is bad for you.
You think? You think Elon Musk might have some mental health problems? I don't know, Joe Rogan. Why'd you help them launch into power? One more time. Sorry. Can I just revisit the fact that Elon Musk now wants to start a new political party? He said, the people have spoken. A new political party is needed in America to represent the 80% in the middle. And someone named Balls Deep Ben, this means Tesla, Balls Deep Ben, raging all-in Tesla bull, shitposter extraordinaire, meme enthusiast, SJ Sharks and 49er fan, Tesla referral discount. Balls Deep Ben posted America Party, and Elon goes, America Party, has a nice ring to it. The party that represents America. Then Elon Musk tweets out minutes later, the America Party. Bro, come on. This guy is so juvenile.
Well, you raise a great...
I believe this is how George Washington operated, too. George Washington also got advice from Balls Deep Ben.
Point. Sorry to cut you off.
Go ahead.
Half of what we have to respond to is the click army on social media.
Right.
Right?
And 50% of that plus is bots.
50% of that plus is bots, but let's take the other 50% of that. It's just constantly pushing out information to sell T-shirts or subscriptions or...
Let me just say, 50% of the people on Twitter are bots, and I'm glad they pointed that out, because when Elon Musk is running these polls that read, is it time to create a new political party in America that represents the 80% in the middle, and it gets 80% yes, there are a lot of bots voting in this to try to sow discontent in America. I'm not inherently against a third party, but Elon Musk's third party? But as Cash Patel points out, actually, Cash Patel's right in this scenario, about 50% of the people, or not people, 50% of the users on Twitter are bots. One more time, can I just revisit the fact that Donald Trump felt so boxed into a corner that he actually ended up responding? Why is the president of the United States, as multiple peace deals are falling through? Think about this. Multiple peace deals are falling through in the sense that the Russia-Ukraine war hasn't been ended. Israel versus Gaza has only gotten worse. India and Pakistan has now started. Trump brokered a deal, quote unquote, and that fell through. The trade deals are all a mess. The trade deals are all on fire. The domestic deals regarding the big ugly bill, that deal is not even close to being done. So while all of this is happening, Donald Trump is defending himself from Epstein allegations on X. Yo, what's up, Michael Blaney? While all of these deals fall through, Donald Trump is backed into a corner and finds himself, you know, just defending himself. I was hired to lead Jeffrey Epstein's defense as his criminal lawyer 9 days before he died. The conspiracies that we could draw out of this 9 days before he died. Now, I do want to circle back a little bit to what we were talking about earlier, because Kilmer Armando Abrego Garcia will be returning to the United States. And a lot of people were complaining that he'll be returning to face trial, but you're sort of missing for the forest for the trees when you're complaining that he's returning to face a trial, because that's what we wanted. All we wanted, the bare minimum, was for him to have a trial where he had his own lawyers. He got a notice beforehand, and he had an actual, you know, like an actual process of any sort. And now that we're seeing that, we have to allow the process to play out as it's supposed to. And Trump did cave. Trump did chicken out after saying he wouldn't bring Kilmer Armando Abrego Garcia back. Some people think this is a distraction, but I think this is actually what they want to distract from. They don't want you to know that they stripped due process away from people. The decision to pursue this new indictment against Kilmer Armando Abrego Garcia led to an abrupt departure of Ben Schrader, a high-ranking federal prosecutor in Tennessee, sources said. So people began to leave after they indicted Kilmer Armando Abrego Garcia. We can even read the indictment, but what is going on in the conservative movement? Let's read this. Mike Lee said, one second. He's a senator. Okay. Senator Mike Lee said, leave NATO, reunite Trump Musk. This is the way. Why would we ever leave NATO? Why would we ever leave the only defensive alliance that has given us this much peace and prosperity over the past 80 years? Indian Summer, thank you. MAGA, make America get it again. Off grid with Scott. The best thing Elon could do is support a Democratic president and try to get a pardon in exchange for reparations and testimony. Kamala, I wouldn't be so quick to rehabilitate Elon Musk. Andrew said, MAAA, make America America again. I like that. That's a good party. Simple user. I'm not sure we should be so quick to rehabilitate Elon Musk and bring him back. Now, if Elon wants to donate to Democratic politicians, no strings attached, we shouldn't turn down the money. I don't think we should turn down the money. But if Elon Musk wants to get so entrenched with the Democratic Party that he thinks there's going to be some sort of quid pro quo, nah, we're not doing that. But to continue, Mike Lee said, leave NATO, reunite Trump and Musk, this is the way. Anna Paulina Luna said, NATO is a massive financial drain on this country. Why are we having the NATO debate? This is wild. Cat Turd said, Mike, I love you. The Elon called Trump a pedophile. There's literally no coming back from that ever. And then Peter Schiff says, what the fuck? Peter Schiff says, FYI, pedophiles are attracted to prepubescent girls and boys. I'm not defending Epstein, but he had sex with teenage girls, 14 to 17, that had physically developed sexually. They were underage, so criminal and immoral, but that does not make him a pedophile. What? Why is that the hill you're dying on? And why is that what you decided to hop in and say? What in the absolute hell? Oh no. It gets even worse. He also said, I'm not saying it wasn't a crime. I'm saying it's not pedophilia. When I was in college, I had sex with underage girls. That doesn't make me a pedophile. This dude is just jumping on the grenade. He's like, take the attention off of Trump. I'll jump on the grenade for Trump. What in the hell? Why would you just admit that unprompted? I'm sorry. That doesn't make me a pedophile. When I was in college, that's insane. That is some insane, insane stuff. We also have this post. This is an old article from Trump. Behind his desk, Trump's mood is buoyant. He yells, "Bring me the poison." His basket of Starbursts, Hershey's miniatures, Laffy Taffy, and Tootsie Rolls instantly appear. "Okay, get the poison out of here," he says, taking two big handfuls. "This is big. This is very big," he now analyzes. He's simultaneously on the phone and talking to people in and out of his office. "Bring me the poison." I'm picturing him like the Baron. To continue. When it comes to Trump citing his lawyer and Jeffrey Epstein's lawyer, Ron Filipkowski points out, it just so happens that this guy was also Trump's lawyer. So he can't reveal anything that would hurt his client Trump without facing disbarment. So Trump's main defense for him not being involved with Epstein or on the client list is because his own lawyer and Epstein's lawyer wouldn't just throw them under the bus. By the way, the lawyer dude is MAGA himself, which is insane, which doesn't automatically bias every lawyer, but this biases him. This definitely biases him. Either way, I'm going to leave it at that. If you made it this far in the stream, drop a like, subscribe. I love each and every single one of you. We'll keep doing daily streams if you guys want. If you want to see more daily streams, then drop some blue hearts. Love you all. Peace.